tonight,
y esta noche,
we have a very familiar story.
Tenemos una historia familiar
to share with you.
Para compartir con ustedes.
Well, hopefully it's familiar. If it's not familiar, it's okay. That's why we're going to talk about it.
Bueno, ojalá que la conozcan, pero si no, por eso vamos a hablar de ella hoy.
But the whole point of tonight's story, of tonight's message,
pero el punto de la, del mensaje de la historia de esta noche,
is to see what God has placed in front of you.
Es para que tú veas lo que Dios ha puesto de frente de ti.
But maybe you haven't been seeing what God has already given you, what God has already placed in front of you, what God has already blessed you with.
Pero a lo mejor no has podido ver lo que Dios ya te ha dado, lo que Dios, con lo que Dios ya te ha bendecido.
And so some of our frustration in life,
y alguna de nuestra frustración en la vida,
sometimes comes from, God, why aren't you doing this? God, I don't see this, I don't see this. And in reality, God's already given a lot of things to us.
A veces viene de decir, Dios, ¿por qué no me has dado esto? Dios, ¿por qué no has hecho eso? Pero la realidad es que Dios nos ha dado tanto.
We just haven't made ourselves aware of so many of the blessings and the provision that God has already given.
Pero no hemos prestado atención a la provisión y las cosas que Dios ya nos ha dado.
So in our story tonight,
y en nuestra historia esta noche,
we are going to be following the children of Israel in the Old Testament.
Vamos a estar siguiendo los hijos de Israel en el Antiguo Testamento.
And they are at war with the nation of Syria. Back then, the nation of Syria was known as Aram.
Y estaban en guerra con la nación de Siria. En ese entonces se sabía como Irán.
And this is where we pick up in the story.
Y aquí es donde nos encontramos en la historia.
2 Kings chapter 8.
Segundo de Reyes, capítulo 6.
Now the king of Aram, the king of Syria, was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such and such a place. Then the man of God, aka Elisha, the prophet, the man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked on that place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me, which one of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us, my lord the king, said his officers. But Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. Go, find out where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men to go capture him. Then the report came back. He's in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God, Elisha, got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked Elisha. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Then Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Dice Segunda de Reyes 6, 8 al 17. El rey de Aram, que estaba en guerra con Israel, deliberó con sus ministros y les dijo, vamos a acampar en tal lugar. Pero el hombre de Dios envió este mensaje al rey de Israel, procura no pasar por este sitio, porque los arameos están descendiendo hasta allá. Así que el rey de Israel envió a recoger, reconocer el lugar que el hombre de Dios había indicado, que era Eliseo. Y en varias ocasiones Eliseo avisó al rey, de modo que este tomó precauciones. El rey de Aram, enfurecido por lo que estaba pasando, llamó a sus ministros y les reclamó, ¿quieren decirme que quién está informando al rey de Israel? Nadie, mi señor y rey, respondió uno de ellos. El responsable es Eliseo, el profeta que está en Israel. Él es el quien le comunica todo al rey de Israel, aún lo que usted dice en su alcoba. Pues entonces averigüen dónde está, ordenó el rey, para que mande a capturarlo. Cuando le informaron que Eliseo estaba en Dothan, el rey envió allá un destacamento grande con caballos y carros de combate. Llegaron de noche y cercaron la ciudad. Por la mañana, cuando el criado del hombre de Dios se levantó para salir, vio que un ejército con caballos y carros de combate rodeaba la ciudad. ¡Ay, mi señor!, exclamó el criado. ¿Qué vamos a hacer? No tengas miedo, respondió Eliseo. Los que están con nosotros son más que ellos. Entonces Eliseo oró, Señor, ábrele a Giesi los ojos para que vea. El Señor así lo hizo y el criado vio que la columna estaba llena de caballos y de carros de fuego alrededor de Eliseo.
So tonight,
entonces esta noche,
I want to speak from the title.
Quiero predicar el título.
It's right under your nose.
Está debajo de tu nariz.
Meaning it's right in front of you. You don't see it?
Significando está frente de ti, ¿no lo ves?
Lord, well, let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you would help us see the things that are in front of us. Amen.
Amen.
So, this story, to set up this story, I'm going to tell my own story to help us get the point of what's happening here in our text.
Para poder entender el texto que está sucediendo en esta historia, voy a decirles un poco de mi historia.
And as I share this story, you're probably going to relate very well to the story that I'm about to tell you.
Y mientras yo platico de mi historia, a lo mejor se van a relacionar con la historia que les voy a decir.
I don't remember all of my spankings that I got growing up as a kid. I remember a handful, but this one in particular, I do remember.
No me acuerdo cuántas veces me sonaron cuando era niño, pero una vez sí me acuerdo.
After Christmas, right, my mom was taking down all of the Christmas decorations.
Después de Navidad, mi mamá estaba bajando las decoraciones de Navidad.
And she always asked me and my brother's help to get the old decorations, the normal decorations, out of the shed so that way she can put them back up.
Y siempre nos hablaba a mí y a mi hermano para poder agarrar las decoraciones normales en la casa, para poder guardarlas y ponerlas en un lugar.
However, right, I and my brother were always consumed with playing video games. We loved playing video games. I still play video games.
Pero mi hermano y yo nos encantaba jugar videojuegos.
And so my mom, she calls us. She's like, hey, I need you guys to go get this specific box. I'm looking for this certain decoration. Please go get it in the shed and bring it to the living room.
Mi mamá nos dice a mí y a mi hermano, oigan, ocupo que ustedes vayan y agarren esta decoración específica y me la traigan a la sala.
Right, and I was like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10 years old.
Y yo tenía unos 9, 10 años.
And so I go, but I'm so annoyed, right, because I'm right in the middle of a game. It's an online match, right?
Entonces yo voy y estoy bien molesto porque estoy en medio de un juego, está en línea y estoy frustrado.
And so I go, right, and I'm looking for the box. I search maybe for around 10, 15 seconds. I can't find the box.
Y yo voy y busco esta caja y yo busco por unos 10, 15 segundos y no la encuentro.
Then I run inside, right, and I tell my mom, I can't find it. It's not there. And I go upstairs and hop back on the video games.
Yo le digo a mi mamá, mamá, no está ahí, no la encuentro. Entonces yo corro hacia arriba y sigo jugando videojuegos.
And then my mom hit me with that line that I'm sure every one of your parents has at some point hit you with. If I go out there and find it, like, you're going to get in trouble, right?
Y mi mamá me dijo lo que a lo mejor muchos de ustedes han escuchado. Si yo lo encuentro, vas a ver.
So then, sure enough, my mom goes out there. The box is in the shed, right where she said.
Y mi mamá va y la caja está ahí específicamente donde ella había dicho.
Right, and then she didn't spank me, right? But she waited till my dad to get home, and then my dad spanked me, and then that's my memory of that day.
Y mi mamá no me sonó, pero me esperó hasta que llegó mi papá, y mi papá fue el que me pegó.
Now the problem,
pero el problema,
it wasn't that the box wasn't there, obviously.
No fue que la caja no estaba ahí, obviamente.
Obviously the box was there.
Obviamente la caja estaba ahí.
Right, but me, when I was looking for it, I was in such an annoyed state.
Pero yo cuando la estaba buscando estaba tan frustrado, molestado.
My mind wasn't on searching for the box. My mind was getting back upstairs because I was in the middle of a match.
Mi mente no estaba en buscar la caja. Mi mente estaba en ya irme de regreso a jugar mis videojuegos.
So even though the box is right there in front of me, it was right where it was supposed to be, right where I was supposed to be looking.
Entonces, aun cuando la caja estaba enfrente de mí, ahí donde debería de haber estado.
I really wasn't looking for the box. I was really looking to get back to my room as soon as possible to finish my match.
Realmente no estaba buscando la caja. Yo estaba yo tratando de apurarme para poder yo ir y terminar mi juego.
And I was blind to the box, not because I couldn't see it. I was capable of seeing it, but I was blind to the box because I really wasn't looking for it hard enough.
Y yo estaba ciego a la caja, no porque no la podía ver, pero porque yo estaba ciego en buscarla, porque no estaba buscando lo suficiente.
All that to say, a reason you might be blind to a lot of things God is blessing you or providing for you in your life.
Una razón porque a lo mejor tú estás ciego a las cosas que Dios con las que Dios te quiere bendecir en tu vida.
The reason why you might be blind to certain opportunities, certain things.
La razón porque a lo mejor tú estás ciego a ciertas oportunidades o ciertas cosas.
Isn't because you can't see it.
No es porque no lo puedas ver.
Isn't because it's in the wrong place.
No es porque está en el lugar equivocado.
It's because you're not looking for the correct things.
Es porque no estás buscando las cosas correctas.
It's hard to see an opportunity. for maturity in a relationship.
Es difícil ver una oportunidad, madurez en una relación.
When you're looking to get offended over every little thing.
Como estás buscando a estar ofendido por cualquier cosita pequeña.
It's hard to see opportunities to serve other people in the church.
Es difícil ver oportunidades para servir a otra gente en la iglesia.
When you're constantly looking for ways for people to serve you.
Cuando constantemente estás buscando para que otra gente te sirva a ti.
It's hard to find a wife or husband when you're looking to sleep around.
Es difícil buscar un esposo o una esposa como estás nomás con cualquier persona.
It's hard to find your calling or purpose in life when you're looking for a paycheck.
Es difícil encontrar tu llamado en la vida cuando tú estás buscando un cheque.
It's hard to see things that you're not looking for.
Es difícil ver las cosas que no estás buscando.
So the question really shouldn't be is why can't I see these things, but the better question to yourself should be what am I looking for? Am I looking for the right things?
La pregunta no debería de ser ¿por qué no puedo ver estas cosas? Sino ¿estoy realmente yo buscando en el lugar correcto?
And more often than not, you're going to find that God has placed them right in front of you, right under your nose. You just weren't looking for the right things.
Y muchas de las veces vamos a ver que Dios los ha puesto ahí, nomás tú no estabas buscando los lugares correctos.
To help prove my point a little bit more.
Para poder probar mi punto un poco más.
Most of you guys probably have seen these logos that I'm about to show you before, and most of you guys probably already know the hidden meaning behind them.
Muchos de ustedes a lo mejor han visto los logos que estoy a punto de logotipos que estoy a punto de enseñarles.
But I saw this TikTok about a year ago about these logos and their meanings, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of cool, right?" And then it'll help prove my point.
Pero vi un TikTok que hablaba un poco de los significados de estos logotipos que me iba a ayudar a probar mi punto.
Can we put up the first logo that we have?
¿Podemos poner el primer logo
you guys,
que tenemos?
Okay, maybe not that one.
The first one. That one.
The first one, right? Amazon.
Amazon.
We all have seen this logo. We've all ordered stuff off of Amazon at some point.
Todos hemos ordenado algo de Amazon en algún punto.
Now you can go to the next one.
Ahora puede ser el que sigue.
But I didn't realize that this arrow means that Amazon has everything from A to Z. That's why the arrow's there, right? They have everything.
Pero no me había dado cuenta que este aro que está ahí es porque Amazon tiene todas las cosas de la A a la Z.
Right? Like I didn't think of it before. I was just like, "Oh, they just ship things fast." I don't know.
Yo nomás pensaba, "Ay, pues es porque envían las cosas rápido."
Right? Can we go to the next one? Can we go to the next one?
Al que sigue.
Right? This is Baskin Robbins.
Este es Baskin Robbins.
Back in California, there was a Baskin Robbins near my house, so I went all the time, right?
Baskin Robbins, había uno cerca de mi casa en California, entonces yo iba todo el tiempo.
I found this out literally last week that this 30, we can go to the next one. This is 31 for 31 flavors that they have, guys. I was like, what?
Me di cuenta que hay un 31 porque significa los 31 sabores que
ellos tienen. It was right under my, it was there the entire time.
Estaba ahí todo el tiempo.
Last one. You guys probably know this. This one was my favorite.
Esto fue mi favorito.
Did y'all know
that
Tostitos, the chips, right? The chips and salsa is literally two people dipping the chip. I was like, that's crazy.
¿Sabían que Tostitos es dos gente que está con una salsa y una papita?
I was like, that's actually a really, really like good idea. Like that's ingenuity right there.
Dije, wow, eso es una buena idea. Creatividad.
Right, and I've seen these logos before, but because I just didn't care enough to look into them, I never noticed these little details in them.
Yo he visto estos logotipos antes, pero yo nunca había prestado atención a los detalles así.
I'm sure that there are other logos that maybe have same little Easter eggs in them that we don't pay attention to.
Estoy seguro que hay otros logos que también tienen detalles que a lo mejor no prestamos atención a ellos.
But the point is, it's right in front of us. A lot of us, maybe you did know, maybe you didn't know, but a lot of us maybe didn't know these little Easter eggs exist in a lot of these logos we see every day.
A lo mejor sabían o no sabían que a lo mejor estos detalles existían en los logotipos que vemos cada día.
And this is exactly what is happening to the servant of Elisha in our text.
Y esto es exactamente lo que está pasando con el siervo, con Eliseo en nuestro texto.
Every day,
cada día,
he has God's protection, he has God's provision, he has God's armies around him.
Él tiene la protección, la provisión, los ejércitos de Dios a su alrededor.
But because he wasn't aware of it, he wasn't able to see it, right? He wasn't looking for it.
Pero porque no prestaba prestaba atención a ello, no podía verlo, no estaba buscándolo.
And so we start this story, right, with the king of Syria, and he's looking to attack the Israelites, the children of God.
Entonces como comenzamos esta historia con el rey de Siria que está a punto de atacar a los hijos de Israel.
And the Bible says that he's not looking to attack them with brute force and be super obvious and get straight to the point.
Y la Biblia dice que él no está a punto de atacarles con fuerza grande y directamente.
The Bible says that he's using ambush attacks, right? Like sneak attacks, right? He's trying to move secretly behind enemy lines, unnoticed.
Él dice que él lo está haciendo de forma de secreto para poder atacarlos de esta forma callada.
But every time the king of Syria makes plans and he makes certain moves,
pero cada vez que el rey de Siria hace planes y hace ciertos movimientos,
the Bible says that God speaks to the prophet Elisha the exact plans that the king of Syria is doing.
La Biblia dice que Dios le dice a Eliseo los planes exactos que el rey de Israel, de Siria tiene.
So that way the prophet Elisha tells the king of Israel, hey, they're doing this. Do this, don't go there, go this way, right? And he protects the king of Israel.
Y así Eliseo le dice al rey de Israel, oye, van a hacer esto, no hagas esto, haz lo otro, y así protege el rey de Israel.
Side note, right, this is what you have on the inside of you, right? The Holy Spirit.
Una nota, esto es lo que tú tienes dentro de ti, el Espíritu Santo.
Sometimes I think when I'm reading these Old Testaments, like, man, what it would be so nice to have, like, God tell me, go here, do that, don't do that, do this, don't respond to that.
A veces yo pienso que sería tan padre que Dios me pudiera decir, oye, no haz esto, no haz lo otro, ve aquí, ve acá, no hagas esto, no hagas esto.
But we have that already, the Holy Spirit. It may not be an audible voice, but you have that in you already if you're a Christian.
Pero ya tenemos eso, a lo mejor no es una voz audible, pero ya tenemos el Espíritu Santo si tú eres un cristiano.
It helps you sneak past some attacks, some battles that you shouldn't be in the first place.
Te ayuda a poder rebasar algunos ataques, algunas batallas que a lo mejor tú no deberías de estar en ellas.
Right? Don't send that text. Don't respond to that.
No mandes ese texto, no respondas a esto.
Don't go here. Don't take that job. It's a lot of money, but don't take that job. Go here. Do this.
No ve ahí, no vayas allá, no tomes ese trabajo, no tomes el otro trabajo por el dinero.
If you lean into the whispers, you're going to see that God, the Holy Spirit, is directing your life just the way he directs the children of Israel.
Si tú prestas atención a la voz quieta de Dios, tú puedes ver la guianza de Dios así como la guió a los hijos de Israel.
But let's think about this story, about the situation a little bit deeper.
Pero pensemos en esta historia, esta situación un poco más.
If you put yourself in the shoes of one of the Israelite soldiers, right?
Si tú te pones en los zapatos de uno de los soldados israelitas,
right, you're booted, you're suited, you're ready for war, you got your sword, you're ready to go.
Estás listo, tienes tus zapatos, tu armadura, tienes todo, estás listo para la batalla.
And you get your orders and your orders from your general, we're going to go this way, we're going to go fight the enemy this way.
Y agarras tus órdenes de tu general y dices, vamos a ir de este lado, vamos a ir de en este camino.
But then all of a sudden, God speaks to Elijah the plans of the enemy.
Pero luego Dios le habla a Eliseo los planes del enemigo.
And on your way, you get word from the general, hey, stop, we're not going that way, we're going this way, right? And you make a turn this way, and you're going this way now.
Y en camino, tú agarras una nota de tu general que te dice, no, para, vamos a ir de este camino en vez del otro.
Right, and the Bible says this happened many times, right? This isn't just a one-time thing. Many times they had to reroute, go different ways.
Y la Biblia dice que muchas de las veces tenían que hacer esto el ejército de Israel, ir diferentes caminos.
And if you're a soldier in the army and you don't have the luxury of knowing what's going on, knowing that the reason your plans are changing,
y si tú eres un soldado en el ejército que no sabe por qué los planes están cambiando,
you don't have the luxury of knowing that the reason the change of plans is happening is because God's speaking to Elisha to protect them.
Tú no tienes el lujo de saber por qué los planes están cambiando porque Dios está hablando a Eliseo para protegerlos.
The soldiers, from their perspective, would be like, can we get it together, guys? Can we make up our mind where we're going? What plans we're doing?
Los soldados a lo mejor pensaban en sí mismos. ¿Podemos nosotros realmente prestar atención a nuestro plan, lo que vamos a hacer, tener los planes bien hechos?
Are our generals indecisive? Do we not have the full plan put together? Why do we keep changing plans? Do we not know what we're doing?
Son indecisos nuestros generales, no saben lo que están haciendo, qué está pasando.
And they can begin to get frustrated because of the constant redirection of their plans.
Y pueden a lo mejor frustrarse por la redirección de sus planes.
But I'm here to say
Pero estoy aquí para decirte
that the reason for a lot of your redirection is for your protection, not for your frustration.
Que la razón por mucho de tu redirección no es, es por tu protección y no para tu frustración.
Right? For our type A people in the room, right, that like to have everything planned out, mapped out, goals, all that.
Para nuestra gente aquí en el cuarto que les gusta tener sus planes, sus metas, todo con un mapa.
Redirection is tough, right? You have your goals, you have your plan, you know where you're going.
El ser redireccionado es difícil. Tú tienes tus planes, tú sabes a dónde vas.
And sometimes God redirects you and you don't even know why. You don't even get the luxury of knowing why.
Y a veces Dios lo cambia y no tienes el lujo de saber por qué.
God, I thought you called me to be this. Why am I not that by now? Why am I still stuck here? Why have the plans changed all of a sudden?
Dios, tú me llamaste a hacer esto, tú me llamaste a hacer lo otro. ¿Por qué cambiaron los planes de la nada?
And it can be frustrating.
Y puede ser frustrante.
But this story reminds me that God's redirection in your life isn't to get you frustrated. It's most likely him protecting you from something that you would ordinarily die from.
Pero esto me hace saber que Dios a veces cambia las cosas para que tú puedas ser protegido de las cosas que a lo mejor te van a hacer daño.
This is why you can praise God when it's difficult.
Por eso tú puedes alabar a Dios cuando es difícil.
This is why you can praise God even though you didn't get that job.
Por eso tú puedes alabar a Dios aun cuando no agarras ese trabajo.
This is why you can praise God even if it didn't work out with that person.
Por eso tú puedes alabar a Dios aun cuando no funcionó con esa persona.
This is why you can praise God even though the doctor said certain things about your illness, about your health, because the reason why.
Esto es porque esta razón es por la que tú puedes alabar a Dios aun cuando el doctor dio un diagnóstico.
Is because the redirection is for your protection. God has your protection in mind.
La razón es porque tu redirección es para tu protección. Dios tiene tu cuidado en mente.
But it's up to you whether to let God redirect your life at times or not.
Pero es tu voluntad si tú quieres dejar que Dios redireccione tu vida o no.
So this happened many times. God redirected the children of Israel, redirected the armies through Elisha.
Y esto sucedió muchas veces. Dios redireccionó las vidas de Eliseo, los ejércitos de Israel.
And it may have been frustrating for the soldiers, but it was most frustrating for the king of Syria.
Y era frustrante a lo mejor para los soldados, pero era más frustrante para el rey de Siria.
Right? After a certain time, right, he calls a meeting with all his soldiers, all his generals.
Después de un tiempo, él llama una junta con todos sus soldados, con todos sus generales.
And he calls them into this room and he's like, hey, guys, who's leaking information to the enemy camp? Who's the rat?
Y les dice, oye, chicos, ¿quién les está diciendo al ejército enemigo lo que estamos haciendo?
Who's snitching?
¿Quién está diciendo los planes?
Who's leaking these plans?
¿Quién está dando los planes?
Clearly, they know every move that we're going to make.
Claramente, ellos saben cada movimiento que vamos a hacer.
And silence falls over the meeting.
Y hay un silencio sobre la junta.
Because the king's pissed off, right? You don't want to upset the king even more.
Y el rey está enojado, no quieres enojarlo más.
Till finally, one officer speaks up.
Hasta que finalmente un oficial levanta la voz.
Probably in the back, he raises his hand.
Probablemente atrás, levanta la mano.
He's like, king.
Y dice, rey.
No one in here is a snitch. No one's leaked any information. We all have been loyal to you.
Nadie aquí ha dicho nada. Todos hemos sido leales a ti.
What's happening?
Lo que está sucediendo.
Is that there's a prophet of God named Elisha.
Es que hay un profeta de Dios llamado Eliseo.
And God speaks to him everything that you say behind closed doors, everything in your bedroom. Everything.
Y Dios le dice todo lo que tú dices tras puertas cerradas en tu cuarto, todo.
And he tells the king of Israel all those things and they make plans according to that.
Y Eliseo le dice al rey de Israel los planes y ellos hacen planes acorde de ello.
Because first off, I read that and it's like, okay, cool. But then the other part of me, when I was thinking about it,
porque yo leo esto y digo, okay, está padre, pero luego yo también pensé,
I was like, this guy is not a soldier in Israel's kingdom.
Dije, este hombre no es un soldado en el ejército de Israel.
This guy is a soldier in the kingdom of Syria. He's not a Christian.
Este muchacho es un soldado dentro del ejército de Siria, no es un cristiano.
Yet, this non-Christian
pero aún este no cristiano
received this revelation from God that, hey, I've been speaking to Elisha. This guy in Syria is hearing God's voice, hearing his revelation.
Este muchacho de Siria escuchó la revelación de parte de Dios, que Dios le estaba hablando a Eliseo.
Right, the king of Israel wasn't even hearing from God. He had to hear from Elisha. This guy is hearing directly from God. So never judge who you think or who you think isn't hearing from God.
Ni el rey de Israel podía escuchar de Dios, solamente Eliseo. Entonces, este muchacho, no siendo cristiano, él pudo escuchar de parte de Dios. Entonces, no, nunca juzgues a quien Dios habla.
You never know who God is moving, whose hearts are being moved by God, whose hearts are being touched.
Tú nunca sabes quién está, quién Dios está moviendo sus corazones.
And this is why the Bible says, God says that the children of the world are wiser than the children of the light at times.
Y esto es porque Dios a veces dice que los hijos del mundo a veces son más brillantes que los hijos de la luz.
A perfect example of this is the Pharisees.
Un ejemplo perfecto de esto es los fariseos.
Had all this knowledge, went to every service, right? Had the first 5 books of the Bible memorized.
Tenían tanto conocimiento, tenían, iban a cada culto, ellos tenían los primeros 5 libros de la Biblia memorizados.
Yet were so dumb they couldn't see the Messiah that they had been praying for was right in front of them.
Pero estaban tan tontos que no podían ver que el Mesías al cual ellos estaban pidiendo, aclamando a él, estaba enfrente de ellos.
It was right under their nose, it was right in front of them, and yet many non-believers recognized Jesus for who he was before the Pharisees.
Estaba debajo de su nariz, estaba enfrente de ellos, pero aún hasta así, muchos incrédulos hasta sabían quién era Jesús y que estaba enfrente de ellos.
And so the king of Israel, the king of Syria goes, okay, we got to get this guy. If Elisha is the one spoiling our sneak attacks,
entonces dicen el ejército de Siria, este hombre Eliseo es el que está diciendo nuestros planes.
Then we got to capture him. Where is he?
Entonces tenemos que capturarlo. ¿Dónde está?
And they tell the king, oh, he's in Dothan, right? Let's go get him.
Y le dicen al rey, está en Dothan, vamos a agarrarlo.
So here's the part that just ultimately screams stupidity from the king of Syria.
Y esto es la parte que nomás nos dice qué tan tonto era el rey de Siria.
Right, the king of Israel, I can see him up here, right, with like a pie chart, right, with his graphs and his laser pointer.
Puedo ver aquí el rey de Siria, a lo mejor tenía un plan hecho, tenía un estaba apuntando a las cosas, los planes.
And it goes, Elisha spoiled our sneak attack back in January 15th.
Y dice, Eliseo nos agarró los planes en enero.
He spoiled our sneak attack in February 20th.
Él pudo ver nuestros planes en febrero.
He spoiled our sneak attack in March.
Él pudo ver nuestros planes en marzo.
In April.
En abril.
In May.
En mayo.
He spoiled our sneak attack in June, the beginning of summer.
Él pudo ver nuestros planes en julio.
He spoiled all of those sneak attacks.
Él pudo darles todos nuestros planes.
And the soldiers go, okay, yeah, that's true. So what's our plan? How are we going to get him?
Y los soldados dicen, sí, es cierto. Entonces, ¿cómo vamos a atraparlo?
And the king of Syria goes, well, we're going to sneak attack this guy.
Y el rey de Siria dice, ¿sabes qué? Vamos a atacarlo en secreto.
We're going to go at night. We're going to sneak attack Elisha.
Vamos a ir en la noche. Vamos a encalladito, vamos a atacarlo.
Now guys.
Ahora chicos.
Elisha, who has heard from God multiple times about what Syria is doing.
Eliseo, quien había escuchado de Dios múltiples veces sobre lo que Siria estaba haciendo.
Multiple times he's heard from God so clearly what the king of Syria is planning to do.
Múltiples veces él había escuchado de parte de Dios lo que el rey de Siria estaba a punto de hacer.
I have no doubt that Elisha knew the king of Syria was on his way to capture him.
No tenía duda que Eliseo ya sabía que el rey de Siria estaba en camino a capturarlo.
Now the Bible says that the king of Syria goes and surrounds Elisha's house in the nighttime.
Ahora la Biblia dice que el rey de Siria se va y rodea la casa de Eliseo en la noche.
But the Bible also says,
pero la Biblia también dice,
that the servant of Elisha didn't wake him up and tell him about the ambush until the morning.
Dice la Biblia que el sirviente de Eliseo no lo despertó para decirle lo que estaba pasando hasta la mañana.
Meaning that Elisha, already knowing, oh yeah, king of Syria, he's coming tonight, right? Thank you God for that insight.
Significando que Eliseo ya sabiendo, aquí viene el rey de Siria a atacarme, gracias Dios por decirme.
Right, he knows the king of Syria is coming. He's like, you know what though? I'll deal with them in the morning. I'm still gonna get a full night's rest, right? And he lays down.
Él dice, ¿sabes qué? Yo sé que Dice, ¿sabes qué? Yo sé que el rey de Siria va a venir y me va a atacar esa noche, pero ¿sabes qué? Como quiera me voy a acostar y me voy a dormir.
Dude falls asleep knowing that the army is closing in, knowing that the weapon is being formed against him, literally.
Él se duerme sabiendo que lo van a atacar. Él se duerme sabiendo que están rodeándolo.
And he still sleeps through the night and has to be woken up by his servant in the morning.
Y él como quiera se duerme en la noche y tiene que despertarlo su siervo en la mañana.
You know you serve an unshakable, secure God when you know that all this stuff is happening around you, all this chaos and turmoil.
Tú sabes que tú sirves a un Dios inmovible, tú sabes que tú sirves a un Dios de seguridad cuando estás rodeado de tantas tormentas.
He knows the weapon is literally being formed around him, but it's not going to prosper.
Él sabe que la arma literalmente se está forjando en contra de él, pero no va a prosperar.
He's still able to sleep through the night even though he's under attack.
Él todavía puede dormir en la noche aun cuando está bajo ataque.
So it's proof to us that no matter what we're going through, no matter what turmoil we may be dealing with, no matter what season of life you're in.
Entonces es prueba para nosotros que a pesar de lo que tú a lo mejor estás pasando,
God is still able to bless you with rest, with peace.
Que Dios todavía te puede bendecir con paz, con descanso.
Even though you know that the weapon is being formed.
Aunque tú sabes que la arma está siendo forjada.
You know they're gossiping about you, but you still sleep peacefully at night.
Tú sabes que están chismeando sobre ti, pero como quiera puedes dormir en paz en la noche.
You know the doctor said it can't be cured, but you still sleep peacefully at night.
Tú sabes que los doctores dijeron que no hay cura, pero como quiera tú puedes dormir en paz en la noche.
You know you're going through hell, but you still sleep with peace at night.
Tú tal vez estás pasando por un infierno, pero como quiera tú puedes descansar en la noche.
And so the king of Syria and his chariots, they surround Elisha and his servant at night.
Entonces el rey de Siria y sus ejércitos rodean a Eliseo en la noche.
And what Elisha is sleeping during this chaos, during this time reminds me of.
Y mientras Eliseo duerme en este caos, lo que me recuerda de esto.
It reminded me of the one time in the Bible.
Me recuerda una vez en la Biblia.
It reminded me of the only time in the Bible that we know Jesus slept.
Me recuerda de la única vez que sabemos en la Biblia que Jesús durmió.
Jesus slept when? On the boat, in the middle of a hurricane, in the middle of a storm.
Jesús durmió en un barco, en un medio de una tormenta grande, un huracán.
Right? So everything Elisha did, everything in the Old Testament is a foreshadowing of the New Testament.
Entonces todo lo que está en el Antiguo Testamento nos da una señal, una imagen de lo que va a suceder en el Nuevo Testamento.
So the way Elisha slept through this chaos, slept through this storm, the enemy closing in.
Entonces así como Eliseo pudo dormir en medio de este caos, en medio de este ataque, en medio de este enemigo que lo estaba rodeando.
It's the same way Jesus slept in the middle of a boat, in the middle of a hurricane.
Es la misma forma en que Jesús pudo dormir dentro de un barco en medio de un huracán.
So in my mind, as I'm comparing these two stories of the foreshadowing of Elisha.
Entonces, en mi mente, mientras yo comparo estas historias, mientras Eliseo apunta a esta historia,
in my mind, I'm like, okay, the way Jesus handled the storm, peace, be still, and the storm stopped.
Así como Jesús lidió con esta tormenta, había paz y la tormenta, él dijo paz y la tormenta estaba en paz.
Well, then, God should have handled the army outside of Elisha's house the same way.
Entonces Dios a lo mejor también debería de haber lidiado con el ejército que estaba fuera de la casa de Eliseo de la misma manera.
And the way the servant responded to Elisha, Master, get up, what are we going to do? They're surrounding the house.
Y así como el siervo le despertó y levantó a Eliseo, le dijo, Maestro, levántate, están en la casa.
It's congruent with the disciples' response of, don't you care that we're going to drown, God? Get up and do something.
Es igual como la respuesta de los discípulos que decían, Dios, ¿no sabes que vamos a, estamos a punto de morir y vamos a hundirnos?
Can we put up those two questions up there, the compare and contrast questions? Right, this is what the servant said to Elisha. What shall we do? Don't you see they're surrounding us outside?
Esto es lo que le dice primero el siervo a Eliseo. ¿Qué debemos de hacer? ¿No ves que nos están rodeando afuera?
And then this is what the disciples said in the New Testament. Don't you care if we drown, God? Don't you care?
Y esto es lo que los discípulos dijeron en el Nuevo Testamento. ¿No te importa que nosotros vamos a hundirnos?
Now, these two questions may seem a little different, but they're both rooted in fear.
Ahora, estas dos preguntas a lo mejor se ven similares o diferentes a veces, pero las dos tienen una raíz de temor.
And the first question you ask when you first become afraid, when fear first sets in your life,
y la primera pregunta que tú te debes de hacer cuando el temor viene a tu vida,
is this question that you ask right here: God, what are we going to do? You know my bill is coming up, God. I don't have the money. What are we going to do?
Es Dios, ¿qué vamos a hacer? Tú sabes que ya mi bill está a punto de llegar y tengo que hacer este pago. ¿Qué vamos a hacer?
But then, as fear slowly starts to take more and more of your life, more and more of your mind,
pero y mientras el temor empieza a consumir más de tu vida, más de tu mente,
you graduate to this question: God, what are we going to do? I don't see you doing anything. Don't you care?
Decimos, Dios, no te veo. No, ¿qué vamos a hacer? Que si esto pasa, ¿no te importa?
Don't you care what's going to happen? Don't you care what happens if this doesn't get done? Don't you care, God?
No te importa, Dios, qué va a suceder. No te importa que esto suceda, Dios. No te importa.
But
pero
the answer to their own question is in their question.
La respuesta a su pregunta está dentro de su pregunta.
Right? The answer to their question is the word we. What shall we do, God?
La respuesta a su pregunta está en su pregunta. Dicen, ¿qué debemos de hacer nosotros, nosotros?
Meaning Jesus, God, is in the same position you are. He hasn't left you. He's with you. What are we going to do? Because we are in trouble.
¿Qué vamos a hacer nosotros? ¿Por qué? Porque Dios está ahí contigo. Jesús está ahí también contigo. Estamos juntos.
Don't you care if we drown, God? You're with us, Jesus. You're in my boat. You're with me.
¿No te importa, Dios, si nosotros nos hundimos? Porque Dios, tú estás dentro de mi barca.
Their answer was right in front of them. It was right under their nose, and they don't even recognize it because they're not looking for it.
Su respuesta está ahí debajo de su nariz, pero no lo ven porque no lo reconocen.
You guys can go ahead and stand.
Pueden ponerse sobre sus pies.
I would have expected God,
yo hubiera esperado a Dios,
to handle the army the way he handled the storm. Just stopped it. Just wiped it out.
De lidiar con el ejército así, de la forma que él lidió con la tormenta.
Elisha should have prayed, God, wipe out that army outside. Just make them disappear. Smite them.
Eliseo pudo haber, debería de haber dicho, Dios, ¿sabes qué? Mata a ese ejército que está afuera.
Because the way God handled the storm in the New Testament, right, when God said, peace, be still, and the storm stopped.
Porque la manera que Dios lidió con la tormenta en el Nuevo Testamento, así diciendo paz, y la tormenta se detuvo.
That's the way we like God to handle our problems, right? God, as soon as I request it, you make it stop. You make it go away.
Así queremos que Dios conteste nuestras peticiones, nuestras respuestas. Dios, que cuando yo te pida algo, tú lo hagas.
And God can make the storm stop. He can take away the problem. He can fix the situation immediately.
Y Dios sí puede detener la tormenta. Dios sí puede parar lo que está sucediendo. Él sí lo puede hacer de forma inmediata.
But that's not the way he works all the time.
Pero eso no es la forma que lo hace siempre.
Sometimes God doesn't remove the storm.
A veces Dios no se deshace de la tormenta.
God didn't remove the army from outside.
Dios no se deshació del ejército que estaba fuera.
Right? Sometimes God doesn't remove the storm.
A veces Dios no se deshace de la tormenta.
God just helps you become aware of the help that you have in the storm.
Dios te ayuda a ver la ayuda que tú tienes dentro de la tormenta.
God helps you see what's available to you in the storm.
Dios te ayuda a ver lo que está disponible para ti dentro de la tormenta.
Which is what happened for this servant, right?
Que es lo que sucedió para este siervo.
As his eyes were opened, as Elisha prayed, God opened his eyes to see.
Mientras sus ojos fueron abiertos y Dios y Eliseo dijo, Dios abre los ojos para que él pueda ver.
The Bible says that he looked up to the hill and he can see chariots and horses of fire there to protect him.
Él dice que él pudo ver a la distancia, vio que había carros y un ejército rodeado de fuego que estaba allí para protegerlos.
God didn't get rid of the armies, but he made the servant aware of the help that he had in that season, the help that he had in that situation.
Dios no se deshizo de los ejércitos que estaban ahí atacándolos. Él ayudó que el siervo pudiera ver y prestar atención a la ayuda que tenía enfrente de ellos.
And sometimes I get so frustrated at God. God, why am I going through this? I've been praying for you to take this away from me. I've been praying for you to help me deal with this, God. I've been praying nonstop.
Y a veces yo me frustro y digo, Dios, he estado orando para que tú te deshagas de esto. Yo he estado orando para que tú hagas esto sin parar.
But God's helped me understand, as God is helping me understand.
Pero Dios me ha ayudado a entender y me está ayudando a entender.
He's like, no, I'm not taking away the storm. I'm not taking away the army outside.
Él dice, no me voy a deshacer de la tormenta. No me voy a deshacer del ejército que está fuera.
That's something that needs to be dealt with. You're gonna deal with them.
Eso es algo que tú tienes que lidiar con.
But I'm going to make you aware, because you're not aware right now, of all the help I'm going to give you, all the help and the resources that's available to you in this tough time.
Pero voy a ayudarte a ver todos los recursos y la ayuda que tú tienes a tu alrededor.
Because you're not looking for it. It's been right in front of you this entire time.
Porque no estás buscando por ello, está frente de ti todo este tiempo.
I know your situation's tough. I know the armies are surrounding you. I know the weapon is being formed, but realize there's more help than you need.
Yo sé que la situación es difícil, yo sé que el ejército está frente de ti, pero que tú puedas ver que hay más ayuda de lo que tú necesitas.
And so for me,
y para mí,
I've been challenged with this aspect of Elisha's story.
Yo he sido desafiado con este aspecto de la historia de Eliseo.
Of God, why aren't you removing the storm?
De Dios, ¿por qué no te estás deshaciendo de la tormenta?
I've seen you do it before. You say, peace, be still. The winds and the waves, they listen to you. They obey you.
Yo lo he escuchado que tú lo has hecho antes. Tú dijiste paz y la tormenta se detuvo.
Why can't you do that for me? Why can't you do that for me in this situation, in this season, with what I'm dealing with?
¿Por qué no puedes hacer eso ahora con mi situación, con mi temporada, con lo que yo estoy lidiando?
And God's helping me understand each and every day that I'm not going to get rid of the storm, but I'm going to make you more aware each and every day.
Dios me está ayudando a entender, a lo mejor no voy a remover la tormenta, pero que yo pueda ver que cada día,
of the blessings I have given you, of the provision that I have given you,
de la bendición, de la provisión que sí te he dado,
of the connections that I have given you, the love that is around you,
las conexiones que yo te he dado, el amor que está alrededor de ti,
the protection that is around you, those things are going to help you get through the army. Those are the things that are going to help you get through the storm.
La protección que está alrededor de ti, eso te va a ayudar a poder enfrentar la tormenta.
Don't get frustrated at my redirection. Don't get frustrated at the left and right turns that I may have you make.
No te frustres en mis cambios. No te frustres si te hago tomar diferentes caminos.
It's for your protection.
Es para tu protección.
It's to help grow you.
Es para ayudarte a crecer.
I'm not here to frustrate you.
No estoy aquí para frustrarte.
I'm not here to confuse you. Do you trust me enough for your redirection?
No estoy aquí para confundirte. ¿Confías en mí lo suficiente para poder redireccionar tus caminos?
And so as you bow your heads and close your eyes,
mientras inclinan sus rostros y cierran sus ojos,
I know the theme for this past year has been blessings a lot.
Sé que el tema para este año pasado ha sido de bendición.
And I've been preaching every week that God really wants to bless you this year. God has a lot in store for you, for our youth this year in 2024.
Y yo he predicado y lo creo, que Dios tiene tanta bendición para nuestros jóvenes, para tu vida en este año.
God has provided so many chariots and fire and horses on the hills to protect and to provide for you.
Dios ha proveído ejércitos y carros de fuego a tu alrededor para protegerte.
But if you get too caught up in the frustration of the redirection, if you get too caught up in the frustration of the army, you're never going to look up towards the hill. You're never going to look up towards the sky. You're never going to look up to see the provision that God already has for you.
Pero si te frustras tanto con los cambios que a lo mejor hay en el camino, nunca vas a poder ver la protección que Dios tiene para ti.
I don't want this year to feel like another year, just another repeat of 2023, when all you have to do is, you could have walked into it in 2023 if you just looked towards the hills. If you just looked up, you would see the blessings, you would see the provision, you would see the protection.
No queremos que este año 2020 sea una repetición de 2023, y tú solamente puedes ver hacia arriba y ver la protección que está a tu alrededor.
We get so frustrated. God, why aren't you answering? Why aren't you removing the storms? Make yourself aware of what help is around you, what blessings is already around you.
Nos frustramos tanto en decir, Dios, ¿dónde estás? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Pero que tú puedas ver la bendición y la provisión que ya está a tu alrededor.
Making yourself aware of what's around you will help you sleep, even though you know you're going through some difficult things.
Que puedas estar atento a lo que está a tu alrededor para que tú puedas dormir aún como estás pasando por problemas difíciles.
It'll be the best sleep of your life.
Será el mejor descanso de tu vida.
It'll be the best rest of your life, knowing that God's in control.
Será el mejor descanso de tu vida sabiendo que Dios está en control.
Knowing that you have more help and more blessings, more provision, more protection than you're ever going to need.
Sabiendo que tú tienes más ayuda, más protección, más bendición que de lo que tú puedas tener.
So God, I pray for our youth group. God, I pray that you would open their eyes to what's around them. I pray that you would open their eyes to the blessings, to the provision, to the protection that you've already given them. God, some of them, you've given it to them already in years past. You've given it to them in 2020, 2021, 2022, last year. But God, I pray that this year they'd make themselves aware of it. Lord God, there's some people in here that have grown so frustrated not seeing you move, when in reality they just haven't been looking in the right places. They haven't been looking in the right areas. They haven't been looking in the hills. They've been looking at the army in front of them, not the hills and the chariots and the fire and the horses behind them. So God, I pray that this year we wouldn't miss out on your blessings and on your provision because we're too stuck worrying about the army in front of us, worrying about the storm. Help us to face facts that you're not removing the storm. You're not removing the army. But Lord God, you provided way more help than we could ever need to get through the storm, to deal with the army, to wake up each and every day and fight the good fight, that you've given us way more help and blessings and support and encouragement and people in our lives than we need. God, there's some people in here that need to repent for their lack of vision. Lord God, they've ranted and outraged out towards you because of their frustration. In reality, God, you've already given them the answers that they need. You've already supplied the need. You've already provided. You've already protected, God. So God, I pray that you would help. There's some people in here that, God, they need rest. They haven't been able to rest emotionally. They haven't been able to rest mentally. They haven't been able to rest, God, because of what's around them. But God, I pray that you would give them the spirit of Elisha tonight. That, Lord God, despite the weapons that they know are being formed around them, that they know, God, are coming against them, that, Lord God, despite those things, that, Lord God, they'd be able to rest knowing that you're in control, knowing that you got this, knowing that you're protecting, knowing that your chariots and your armies are closing in faster than the enemy's armies. So God, I pray that we would align our hearts with yours, that Lord, you'd open our eyes to see what you've placed right in front of us, right under our nose, and we don't even know it. So God, I pray that you would open our students' eyes, help us to be humble enough to say, God, I'm sorry, I haven't been looking at the right things. God, I haven't been looking at you the right way. I haven't been looking at my situation or my season the right way. So God, I pray that your spirit open up our eyes, open up our hearts, open up and give us vision, God, for what we need to see, what we should be seeing, what we should be focusing on. And so God, to you be the glory, to you be the honor, and to you be the praise. And we ask all these things in your name. We ask that you would speak clearly. We ask that you would open our eyes clearly. We ask that you'd give us visions of your protection, visions of your blessing, visions of what you're gonna do, visions of what you're already doing, God. Make us aware. Make us aware. Give us spiritual awareness, emotional awareness, mental awareness of what you're already doing, God. In your name I pray, amen and amen.